Peace, September 16. Fruit of Consecration. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. When we receive Christ as an abiding guest in the soul, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The Savior's life on earth, though lived in the midst of conflict, was a life of peace. No storm of human or satanic wrath could disturb the calm of that perfect communion with God. And he says to us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." Happiness drawn from earthly sources is as changeable as varying circumstances can make it, but the peace of Christ is a constant and abiding peace. It does not depend upon any circumstances in life, on the amount of worldly goods, or the number of earthly friends. Christ is the fountain of living water, and happiness drawn from him can never fail. The meekness of Christ, manifested in the home, will make the inmates happy. It provokes no quarrel, gives back no angry answer, but soothes the irritated temper, and diffuses a gentleness that is felt by all within its charmed circle. Wherever cherished, it makes the families of earth a part of the one great family above. Christ is the Prince of Peace, and it is his mission to restore to earth and heaven the peace that sin has broken. Whoever consents to renounce sin, and open his heart to the love of Christ, becomes a partaker of this heavenly peace. There is no other ground of peace than this. The grace of Christ received into the heart, subdues enmity, it allays strife, and fills the soul with love. He who is at peace with God and his fellow men cannot be made miserable.